Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And so I guess I'll just say Happy New Year to everybody. And we're here again to do some sample clearings tonight. And we have a special conference call tomorrow, which is Saturday. And this is a special call which will be bringing in the divine source energies that will be here for Ascension for 2009. This is our third time, the third annual call. And you're able to feel and sample the energies as they come in. We'll probably sit with them for about 10 to 15 minutes. And a lot of people just love to have affirmations written down beforehand. And then you would actually match the affirmation up to the energy that is of that particular month. That's probably the easiest way to do it. So I would get maybe different affirmations, at least a dozen of them, and you're able to work with your heart center so you know what to create, and you can plant your seeds at that time for the way the energy is going to feel in the upcoming 12 months here coming. So this is a special time. Remember, the Creation Lightship is actually doing the Ascension process, which we call the Universal Shift, and this could be in 2012, but it could be any time. They don't tell me what the actual date is. A lot of people think that it's going to be in December of 2012. But anyway, you're able to sample the energies coming into the planet and kind of get a heads up on how it's going to feel and maybe affect you, so you're able to be prepared for the upcoming year. It's a very nice thing to do. And we have a lot of people last year who just loved it in the years before. So we'll first do some entity releases. So if you're new to the program, I'd like you to click on Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down a little ways, about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to find a light being, a picture of a light being there, and just click on her, and she'll enlarge if you wish, or just watch her either way. And from there, we're going to bring in some love energy for you. So we're doing that right now. And you're going to feel the energy typically through your heart center. These energies only work with the heart. The lightship only works with heart energy, not with the mind. The mind energy is what separates you from your divine energy. So the mind is in almost direct opposition to the heart energy, which is creation energy. And we're activating her right now, so just watch your monitor screen. Almost everybody will actually see the frequencies change. You're going to see the rays on her forehead change. This is female who's coming in, a female light being. You may see the eyes become a little more intense, and also the picture may attempt to start to float on your monitor screen here. So we're activating her right now, so you're able to actually see and feel the heart energy of the divine energies coming in right now. And we'll be having her do healings tonight on this BBS program. And here we are. She's fully activated now. So we're first going to do what we call as entity releases. And so entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. Another way to mention them is just to say these are ghosts. And these ghost energies are what comes into our consciousness, into our body, maybe attaches to our body. And from there, as they start talking to us, we may get voices inside of our head. And these energies, like, take away our life force energy. And naturally, when they start to control us, they can give us addictions. They can have us do maybe stupid things. And this is probably why they call the word spirits, as you go to a bar and they use the word spirits, because you are probably attracting many spirits that like to drink. So this is the process for that, and we're going to get some of these energies out of you. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And who is these entities that are controlling your body, and they control your thoughts and your actions. So we're going to do a release now for you, and we're going to go to your feet, first of all, and move up to your knees. So just feel the energies in your body moving, changing, and you may have a pain, and maybe that pain will go away from you. So here we go, working up to your knees now, going up to your waist area, And now we'll work with our middle portion of our body, work with our body organs. And now we're on the chakra area. And now we're going up to our heart area. And now we're going up to our shoulders. And it's feeling very nice right now. Now we're going to go to our neck and naturally down our arms. We can't forget our arms, elbows, wrists, and fingers. So if you do have anything attached to you, which is, you know, quite common, and we can have thousands of these entities attached to us, as they leave us, you may feel a warmth or tingles in your body. And you may also gain a much higher spiritual consciousness here as we bring back more of your spirit back to you. So this feels pretty good right now, and we're going to bring back the parts of you that left from the pain and trauma, anguish, anxiety, fear, torment. This is all different names for emotional reactions here on the earth plane. So we're going to release them from you now and also bring in more of your spirit. So I'm going to count to 10 as we bring more of you back into your body. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we are. We're all set. Should feel a little better in your body. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. And this connects your mental body, your awakening thoughts, you could call it your ego self, to your heart center. And you're going to know when you're in your heart center because you're going to feel heart-centered. And the thoughts that you have will no longer be coming from the middle of your brain, we'll say, between your ears. It'll be connecting, and you're going to hear yourself thinking from your heart. And this is where you want to be. So here we go, coming down, and we'll just drop down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart. And this you should be also doing daily, and this will help you become more heart-centered. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So I'll put some music on here. You should feel a lot different. You should feel really at peace right now. So listen to the music and just enjoy and connect to your own divinity, your own spirit inside of yourself here. stay in your heart center now. And we're going to bring in the energy here of Mother Mary. And here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Have a special sponsor tonight, and it's Rob from Canada. So, Rob, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am here, Ron. Can you hear me?
Okay, so I think I'll first do a sample clearing here, and we have a request to do a sample clearing of a judgment clearing, and then we'll just turn it over to you, Rob.
Okay.
So here we go. We'll go back 5 days here, and so 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Okay, Rob, we'll turn it over to you. So you can ask questions or ask request healings of any type, sample healing. So it's, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, thank you. I guess, first of all, I'd just like to say welcome. Thanks to everyone who's on the show, listening to the show. For those who haven't heard me before or know who I am half of the Rob and Sylvia team up in Toronto, Canada. And we are usually joined on all the calls and all the shows that we dial up with our kids. Banda, Essene, Carson, Bala and Pierce, and we pretty much make up the majority of the Canadian, the Canadian Ron fan club. I know there's other Canadians up here who are fans as well, and not to discount them, but anyway, we our experience goes back at least close to 2 years now with CLS, and I can only speak for myself. And I have not traditionally been what I guess would be called a feeler, but I can definitely say that since I've been, getting clearings with Ron and the ship, I have witnessed some amazing changes in my life, not to mention what I've witnessed with Sylvia and with the kids. So, again, whatever my experience and my testimonial is worth to anyone else, I'm not sure, but there it is. So
thank you, Rob.
I haven't really, to be honest with you, Ron, I have been very happy and very excited to be on the show, but I really didn't put a lot of thought into planning out what I wanted to say or what I wanted to do exactly. What I would, I think, like to say in addition to that is that, my experience and our experience as a family has definitely been pretty dramatic. And as Sylvia, is definitely the number one fan in the house, she has said and repeated that, sample clearings are great, but you have to do the full clearings, the full life clearings, to really know what you're missing before you do. And I would definitely, agree with that. And again, some people who are listening probably have heard me and her on the Tuesday night calls we did a few months ago. I guess it's been a few months since we've done them. I'm trying to convince her to get back and continue them. I think she's going too soon. I think you and her can work out the details, but I think I'll let her go solo this time because she really doesn't need me. on those calls, what I really enjoyed was having the chance to really talk and listen to some of the other people who love your work and who have got, you know, work done with you, and some new people who are just really curious and interested to get work done with you in the ship and really want to get some insight from people who've already, you know, been there and done that. So anyway, that is another really positive and great experience that I've had in the last while with you guys. I'm not in front of the computer screen right now, so I don't know if there's any other questions coming through the fast chat. But what I was going to personally say is, if you could do a sample healing for everyone else of the IQ, trying to remember exactly what you called it, the IQ clearing? Ron, is that what it was called? The one you did on me, it was a few months ago now. It had a really dramatic effect on me, I think, because I have been, raised through my life, a lot of academic experiences are kind of in my background, and that IQ clearing really changed my life a lot. So maybe a sample of that for some of the other people who are listening that have come through a similar path might be of value to them. So I would suggest trying that.
Okay. Well, that's been quite a while ago. I'm trying to think. And this was a special healing that we did for Rob and Sylvia, I believe. And I think what it did is bring forth the energies of consciousness into the present moment from the past. And this clearing can also go into people who have had a very high IQ. And these people sometimes having a high IQ by being tested in schools, somehow they get connected through that media to other energies that may not be beneficial to them. So I'm saying this very gently here. And what we did was release energies from that. If you are a very intelligent person out there and you scored high on your IQ test, sometimes this particular event or events would happen to you. And sometimes the end result can be very negative. So we're going to do a clearing on this here. And you have to really read between the lines here. So here we go. So we're going to go back, I'll go back 5 years here in your life. And 5 years ago, we're clearing this away now. This is normally a whole life clearing. So this will take a little more time than the regular ones where I go through them within about a half a second a piece here for each year. So I'm doing this right now for you. And you may feel energies leaving your body that have attached themselves through you by something, some beings or something, okay? So here we go. Okay, that one seems pretty good right now. Now we're going 4 years back. And here we go. Doing this clearing right now. Okay, and 3 years back. Okay, and 2 years. Okay, 1 year. Let's just see who reports on the fast chat here, if they actually sense a large change in their consciousness right now and or in their body. And there we go. So that makes a total of 5 years here. We have another clearing, since we're dealing with, we'll say thoughts or actually the mind. This is a brand new clearing. And this clearing deals with parallel lifetimes of the past and the future. So you probably already know that we're doing extraterrestrial mind-controlling energies, which they fabricate and take you to for parallel lifetimes. And these clearings, you know, clear that out. This one here is for your mind as it creates these. So this is for the person who maybe is a daydreamer, a person who... maybe he wants to live in the past or the future, maybe the worrywart personality. So what happens is, possibly when you're sleeping, or maybe even when you're awake, your mind tends to go off into some false realities, into an illusionary reality that it's created. And you're actually living that, daydreaming, we'll say, in the present moment. And in the daydreams, you can actually manifest that in your thoughts. Remember, your thoughts are very, very powerful. And all of a sudden, you can have physical effects happening to you as your mind is creating this for you. So it really takes you out of the now and puts you into a false reality of life. So this is the true way of getting out of this lifetime, we'll say, as far as what you're experiencing, is to create an altered lifestyle or life way of viewing it. And when you do that, then you're no longer present. So another way of saying it would be a way that you can have a, in a sense, a spiritual vacation, maybe a spiritual tranquilizer, so to speak, a way to get out of reality. And it takes you out of the present moment. So this clearing works with the past and in the present. And I'll do a sample of that here for you. So we'll go back 5 days. And this is how your mind is actually creating this for you. So the mind works in three locations. It works in the present, where you're supposed to be, but we're very seldom in the present moment. And it also, you know, works naturally in the past and in the future. So we're going to first do the past. So we'll go back 5 days here. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and now we're going to bring you back into this present moment here. And now we're going to go back and do the same process here, and we're going to go to the future. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and bringing you back into this present moment here. So this is quite interesting. We do another clearing. I'll let you just sit with this one for a minute to see how you feel. In fact, I'll put some music on so you can actually have that wonderful experience of collecting your thoughts here, which is what you're really doing, and just seeing how this energy has affected you. Remember, this is for people who are like maybe worry warts, people who are afraid of the future, of seeing some awful effect happening or something, and also people who just don't want to live in the present moment, so they escape in their mind into an altered reality. Thank you. Okay, this clearing is called the Mind Illusion Clearing, and we have two parts naturally. It would be naturally the future and the past. So an example of someone who lives in the past and has created a false reality of illusion could be like an example of somebody who had maybe a great life, maybe a great relationship in the past, and maybe that person passed on, and you can never find somebody like that person. You never think that you will, because this person was the one that you really, really loved, and nobody is equal to that person. So you're always thinking of that person, and no one else will be equal to that person. So this is kind of the way it works. And what happens is your mind creates this for you, and you're unable to get out of this loop. We do a mind looping clearing also, which is very nice. I'll do that for the next or last 5 days too. Now, the mind looping is for people who keep repeating a pattern, and it could be somebody who keeps repeating the same words over again, which could be yourself or someone else. And it could also be a person who, as you start to explain something to them, they don't allow you the extra time to fully explain yourself, and they maybe say, I know, or I understand that, or something. And you get frustrated because as soon as you start saying something, they think they already know what you're talking about. And they have that problem, and it might even be you. But this is the mind loop clearing, which is what we call it. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and I'll just turn it back over to Rob. So here we go, Rob. Back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Those were all great. Again, I say my feeling abilities are coming along again, thanks to you and the ship. One thing I want to make clear, when I mentioned earlier about the Tuesday calls with Sylvia and I was gonna step out, I definitely am gonna be on the calls. I believe in the calls and I enjoy them, but I think I really want to you know, honor the fact that Sylvia is really the visionary in terms of what we were doing on the calls, and I think the response and the positive response to them. So I'm gonna kind of shift a little more into the background supporter role, and it's gonna be her up front. Anyway, the other thing I was going to mention, I know you did a few samples already, but the one other healing, one other clearing that you did for me that was very memorable in terms of the major impact it had on my life was the matrix disconnection. In my days, not right now, but when at the time, which was a few months ago, I would be out and about in public in Toronto and traveling subways and what have you, and I would always find that when I got back, I would be very different. I would be very, very much affected by the energies that I, came across throughout my travels. And I had a difficult time kind of getting back into myself and getting settled back and, at home. And you did the matrix disconnection for me, and that really changed it. Like I now can go anywhere, regardless of how populated it is, where I'm going in the city and around the city, and I feel, I guess, insulated from all those other energies and all the dark, negative kind of effects of being in those kind of environments. This all kind of disappeared. So I can go out, I can come back, and it's still me. I don't have that big detox time or necessities that I used to have. So that's something, again, I think, I guess I assume that other people who are living in populated areas and living in big cities, and there's many of us, I think probably go through something similar. I'm not sure, but I think it might be another valuable clearing that other people would benefit from. So maybe you could do a sample of that.
Okay, so let's do the matrix clearing. So the matrix clearing is how The mind is controlled here, just like the movie in The Matrix here, of mind control by some force outside of yourself. So what it does, it puts you back into your own power by disconnecting these energies that are transmitted to you. That's probably the easiest way to describe this clearing. So we're going to go back 5 days. And here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. And again, just kind of look upon your life the last, you know, maybe 5 days, and just see how your body now is responding to it. You should feel a change in energy because those energetic cords of mind control thoughts were still affecting you. Remember, anything that comes into your body, anything that's transmitted to you, normally does not leave unless something out there disconnects. So once you're connected, once you got slimed, that's always with you. And this is why we have a hard time having a clear thought here, because there's so much energetic energy coming to us, and we don't really know how to deal with it. So we try our best to live our life in a consciousness that we hopefully, you know, think that it's okay, but at times we get negative thoughts being transmitted to us, and we finally just give in to those negative thoughts because they're just so powerful. So I'll let you just contemplate this healing. I'll put some more music on here and just sit back, relax, and just see how this is feeling. And again, this is just sample clearings. In order to really benefit by them, you must do the clearings themselves. Turn it back over to you, Rob.
Thanks, Ron. Before I continue, my technical support team gave me a little sneak peek at what some of the comments on the fast chat. So I just wanted to say hello to the other Canadians who are on, Noella and Butterfly, and our transplanted T-Dot boy, Chris, down in Florida. Anyway, of course, as well as everyone else on the dialed up, thank you, everyone. So the other thing I really wanted to mention again, this is really just more sharing of what my experience has been. And, you know, Ron, again, I didn't really talk to you before to understand what kind of format you wanted to do or anything on the call, but this is what I feel to do, so I'm just going to go for it until you tell me otherwise.
If you have the floor, go ahead.
Okay, my experience, as I said before, I had a lot of schooling, like up into through university, engineering and stuff, and a lot of, conservative type of experiences and working in office environments and what have you. This is all prior to meeting you and getting work done by with you in the ship. But I think through all of that, I really was disconnected from my feelings, and kind of, you know, shut them down for the most part, most of my days, and kept myself very much busy and distracted and always smiling and, you know, putting on the good show. And even if things weren't going so well, anybody asked me how I'm doing, oh, everything's fine. I'm fine. Things are great. Everything's cool. You know? Anyway, and once I don't recall, it's been so long now, I don't recall which clearings, but I just say they all contributed, and you know, in greater or lesser degrees, starting with the first emotional clearing you did for me way back. What they did is really, I think, gave me the ability to really feel and really stay in an awareness of what I was going through, and really, you know, being more connected to myself and my spirit. And through that, and over again over the course of time, I left those kind of that kind of corporate world behind, and wound up right now I'm a superintendent. And again, it's a very different world. I very much enjoy it. I get to assist people in, you know, in basic things in their life, in their living environment. I get to deal with a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, and I also get to have a lot of flexibility and time, you know, with my family. And those are things that were important to me. One of the things I want to say, and thank you to you and the ship for your part in allowing me to make that shift. And a really curious, not curious, a really great little trivia note, I guess. When you did the clearing, again, I'm not sure the name of it, but the one that identified my twin flame and my home base energy to me, which is my home base is a crystal planet. What really kind of knocked me over a bit was when I decided to make this shift and go into this world of superintendenting. The place I wound up becoming superintendent for is called Crystal Castle. And it was one of those, you know, one of those messages that I felt was, you know, coming from my spirit to say, yeah, you know, you're on the right track. You know, try this path out. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. So let's do another clearing. So what do you want to experience today, Rob? Anything come to mind?
Well, you know, there's... There are so many. I would say one that I was thinking about recently, again, talking to Sylvia, the seven generational, which I know is a big one, again, but it's big because it's powerful, and I think I'm definitely, you know, aligning myself to do that soon, so maybe I can get a little taste of it today.
Okay, which one would you like? Because I have quite a few of them.
Okay.
I can do the seven generational mind release here. That's probably where we start off with, okay?
Okay.
What this one does is your body's really responding to its genetics for the last seven generations. So that's the major imprinting of the major program that you're running, which are the thoughts of your ancestors. So this goes back to, we'll just say, 256 people. And that may even include you. So it's at least 255 to 256. But each year it doubles, so you could do the math if you wish. And from there, what happens is these thoughts are what's really controlling you. So we're going to go back, and I'm going to go back to that last generation. So we normally start off at this lifetime, and then I go back to the first generation and the second. I'm going to go back to do 1 year of a seven generational clearing. Now, this is all the people in that generation that affected you. So here we go. And I'm trying to see how the light shift wants to do this here. They're going to go through a process of 10. So here we go. So first, number one, we'll just call it. We're releasing that energy now from you. Number two, releasing. Number three, releasing. This is 1 year. Number four, releasing. Number five, releasing. Number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, and number 10. There we go. So just look and see how you feel now, because this is actually the thoughts that these people had within a 1 year time frame. and this is how they maybe ran their life, what they thought about life at that time. Remember, all of us have different histories of the past, which is stored inside of us, and we have to get them cleared out if we wish to live in the moment. Otherwise, they keep recycling. So did you sense anything on that one, putting you on the spot, Rob?
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Well, I have to say that the short answer is yes. What I sense, and I'm putting it in more detail than that, I don't know, I'm a little at a loss for exactly how to say what I felt, but I definitely felt something.
Okay. So we do many seven generational clearings. I could probably do more than that, but I don't know if that would be beneficial. I'm going to try one here for everybody. I've always wanted to go back to like 15 generations, which I have not done yet, mainly because people want to keep moving on with what I have listed. So I'm going to do the same process for 15 generations ago, and you can just see how this affects you. So here we go. So we'll do the same process. So number one, and we're clearing that. This is just 1 year. Okay, here we go. That's cleared. Number two, we'll just call number two energy. And if you yawn or feel, you know, a little sluggish or feel your body responding, it's because you're dealing with thoughts of these people 15 generations ago. Okay, number three. Boy, I'm getting starting to yawn here, so I think that this is having an effect. Oh, boy. A big effect. Number four. So you may not really know what this is doing to you right now, okay? You may know more, and maybe within the next, say, half a week or something, because as these thoughts are being released from you, out of you, they're not going to reoccur again. Number five, so you're going to know, actually, you're going to say, wow, I had this pattern in my life, and it's gone. It must be that 15 generational clearing here. Okay, number six, like I said, I haven't done this yet, because most people just strictly want to do the seven, and there's so many other clearings that we can do. But just see how this affects you, because I can do it on a special clearing if you wish, okay? Remember, the light shift can create healings for you if you want to have one done. Okay, here we go. Because they do specialized healings. Okay, now we're on number eight. Remember, everybody has a different bag full of stuff. And we all have experienced life differently. And it's all under the category of stuff. I could use another word, but we'll just keep it nice here. And the stuff that we deal with is what we deal with, and we like to get out of that stuff, and some stuff is very stinky. So here we go. This is number 10, and okay, so there we go, and I got really hot, so I know it can't be coming from me naturally. It's probably from all of you as a joke here, so anyway. Because the energy does run through me, so I can have an excuse here. But how did you sense that one, Rob? I'll put you on the spot again.
Well, I was definitely feeling, I think the previous one, I was getting that a little sluggish feeling. What you just did kind of cleared that away. So.
Okay, so this is much like a sensory clearing in a sense. The sensory takes out the emotions. This is one of the clearings. So I'll do a sample of that one. So I'm going to go back, let's go back to 5,000 years ago. And most people have been here at least 30,000 years, so 5,000 is not too far back compared to your lifetime of being stuck here. And, just think if you came here and reincarnated every 100 years. So that's a lot of lifetimes, okay? So here we go. We're going to clear away 5,000, in fact, we'll go back to 5,000 B.C., and we'll go back 500 years of that, okay? So 500 BC to 5000 BC 100. So we're going to clear this energy out. Remember, these are thoughts of your ancestors, and they got imprinted in you because they had thoughts. And this can also more than likely include the mind control transmissions. It's still under the umbrella of thought, okay? Okay, now we're going to go 5,100 to 200, clearing this out of you. And 200 to 300. 300 to 400. So if you already have the sensory clearing, this should have very little effect on you. And 400 to 500. And normally this takes away emotional traumas. Although I did add the word to it, you know, mind control energies. So this may be adding some more icing off of the cake, we'll say. Because they don't normally include mind control with this. It would just be too hard to do in one session. This is normally just emotional traumas. Okay. So, Rob, I'll turn it back over to you and see if you want to interject something here.
Well, I definitely felt a big shift with my energy level with that one, so thank you for that. What else can I say? I think, from my own personal experience, I would say, I know there's many, many clearings. I know I personally, looking over the list and talking to Sylvia or talking to you, sometimes it's a little overwhelming of where to start. But I know something you said a while ago to us that really stuck with me is just ask your spirit and just see what catches your eye, what rings, to you. And so I would again suggest to anybody who's thinking of getting some clearings, and I hope everybody is, that when you're trying to figure out what clearing to get, don't get too caught up in trying to make sure it's the right one or that we're doing them in the right order. Like, I know you do have there's certain basic ones to get done, up front, and I think that, I would change that. But once you get through that early batch, I would say just go with what your spirit's, showing you and what seems to connect to maybe what's going on in your life at that time. That's definitely worked for me. I also have some pretty good, guidance from you and from Sylvia, my resident expert. So that would be my two cents to everybody else who's listening, all the other CLS clients that are out there. Let's see, what else would I say? Maybe I would ask you, Ron, to just give a little reminder about the other call that's going to be happening. I don't recall when it is, with all the ascension energies and everything.
Sure. So we're doing a special call, which is tomorrow, which is the 3rd of January. And the time on it is 1 o'clock PST, Pacific Standard Time, or it's 4 o'clock Eastern. And what this call is about, the light shift is going to bring in a sampling of the different energies that will be here for each particular month. So you're able to connect with the energies, sense the energies, feel the energies, whatever way you do that normally. And you're going to be able to feel that consciousness of that energy coming to you. The benefit of this is that you're able to, in a sense, create an affirmation, which you may want to do beforehand. What I'd suggest doing if you're planning to come on this call is to write down at least 12 affirmations, one for each month. And you may want to maybe even do double that. But basically what will happen is you're going to have them in front of you. And as you have each month's energy come to you, which should last for probably 10 to 15 minutes, we'll have to play it by ear to see what the light ship wants to do at that time. But as you get the energy coming to you, you're going to be able to decide at that time what affirmation resonates with that particular energy coming to the planet. This way you're going to be really in alignment with that energy. So you may have a couple that you may want to bring forth. Normally just one a month is probably very adequate. And write it down and put a number by each one of them. So that way you don't have to really get too mental with it. You already have it down in front of you. If something else comes up, you can always add it. But do figure out what you want to bring forth in your life, and you're using your heart energy. Remember, when you're on these calls, you are heart connected. This is the automatic thing when the light ship worships you, that you are in the moment with your heart. And this is why we have a four-hour conference call. Most people say, 4 hours? You know, they say, how can I be on the phone for 4 hours? Well, believe me, like this show now has been on the air here for probably going on about 50 minutes. And it just feels like it just started for me. I'm just talking here, and I look back the last 50 minutes ago, and for myself, I'm strictly in the moment, so I don't even know what happened in the last 50 minutes. But basically, you're in the moment, and it only feels like physically about maybe 15 to 20 minutes has went by. And we break once an hour so people can walk around and stretch, get a glass of water or something. And you get a speakerphone. That's the best thing to have. And just experience the call. It's very nice, very easy to do. And it's a $20 donation. You can also go to the website and go to that and look under, conference calls on it or healing. And you're going to be able to see where it is to pay for it if you wish. Or just give me a call here or an email, and I can give you the phone number and the PIN code. So when you're on the light ship, you're out of time. You're in the moment with heart energy. They don't work with mind energy whatsoever. Remember, mind energy got us to where we are now. And you want to be coming back to heart energy. So this show is all about heart energy. And this is kind of what we basically do all the time, is get into the heart. We teach that. This is why we do the heart-to-mind drop. And it's just so nice to experience this energy. If you wish to see some movies out there that deal kind of with this and what's happening here. With the religious one, I always talk about the word pray, P-R-A-Y, and when you pray, then you're at P-R-E-Y to these extraterrestrial energies that brought in religion here, and you're sacrificing yourself to them. And a good movie to watch is 10,000 B.C. Another one about aliens being here, extraterrestrials, and their hidden agenda, we'll say, is the movie They Live. It's an older movie, probably done in the 70s, so it'll probably be on VHS. That's a good movie. And then we have the New Age movement bringing forth people bringing in, opening up vortexes and stargates and energy pools and doing special things monthly to help the Earth do healing. So another movie to watch about that, and what you should not be doing and why it's so dangerous, is to watch the movie The Mist. Now, The Mist is very good because they're showing you a physical energy that comes in during this movie. Well, just think of what you don't see that's coming into us. And if you wish to have an experience for some sample healings of the extraterrestrial energies that actually are inside of you, you can go to the archives on 1010 of this year, and also 1130 of last year. And you're going to get a good indication there of what's happening to us and why you probably have aches or pains in your body and why you're not going through particular healings, because these energies are actually taking your life force away from you. So we're getting close to the end of our show here. So if you can come on the call on Saturday, which is tomorrow, definitely do so. Tomorrow night we have Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and it starts at 9 o'clock PST, which is midnight Eastern, and we go to the Light Ship for about 15 minutes, and it's a wonderful experience for everybody. We also have one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays. They're only $20, and you're on the Light Ship having physical healings. So those are a very nice call to get on. So I'm going to thank you, Rob, for being with us tonight as a sponsor. Really appreciate that. And I'll let you say something if you wish before we close down here.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity. It was definitely a pleasure, and I have to agree with you. You know, time was just gone. Like, I don't know. It seemed like 10 minutes. We'll the seven of us will be on the call tomorrow.
That's great. So we'll see you all later. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Stay heart-centered. And the light beam that we brought up earlier will be activated for the next half an hour or so. So we'll just say at half past the hour, the light beam will pull away. And you can leave her on your screen if you wish and, request healing. And they'll do what they can do, or she'll do what she can do to help you. So blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you later. Hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow. It's a very special call once a year. And this is our third annual one. So see you all later, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Bye.
Bye.